protests, Machakos Governor Wavinya Ndeti has said hired goons infiltrated anti-government protests on the finance bill, leading to looting and destruction of property worth millions of shillings in Machakos town. Ndeti said the peaceful protests organized by young people last week on Tuesday and Thursday turned violent after the goons resorted to wanton stealing and looting. The governor, who spoke today at Mavoko when she witnessed the swearing-in of the three chief officers, COS, into her government, urged the police to track down those culpable and prosecute them. The criminals who infiltrated the demonstrations by our young people who were protesting peacefully and destroyed property must be dealt with. The damage caused will attract another expenditure towards repairs at the cost of new development programs, she lamented. On Tuesday last week, irate protesters stormed the county headquarters and set ablaze two cars after vandalizing several other vehicles. They also stole property of unknown value. A similar scenario was witnessed at the county assembly, where the goons burnt the visitors' waiting bay before smashing numerous cars and looting personal belongings. On Thursday, a section of the protesters stoned the Machakos Family Bank branch and looted several businesses, including a supermarket and a butchery. The governor called on the youths to identify and expose any criminal elements disguising as protesters. "We cannot allow people to destroy our property. If you spot them, point them out," she said. Ndeti also challenged the youth to take advantage of the available opportunities in the country to spur development. "Anything we do, we must ensure it is geared towards the interest of the majority, who are the young people. If there are any opportunities, let us ensure we carry the young people along with us," she said. Those who were sworn in as COS were Joyce Gaturo, Public Communications and E-Government, Francis Munyambu, Inspectorate and Emergency Services, and Juliana Ndunge, Sewerage, Sanitation and Waste Management.